Greetings in the precious name of our soon coming Savior and Lord. Your speaker today is Evangelist John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And we're going to continue along the lines that we've been speaking to you with reference to what Christians have or believers in our Lord Jesus Christ here and now possess. Now, if you listened in to our last broadcast, you will perhaps recall that we pointed out that believers in our Lord Jesus Christ know that they have eternal life. Now, of course, that's a subject that I'm sure we could spend days on, and so precious and so important. And I think we pointed out, too, that believers come into the possession of eternal life on the easiest possible terms. In other words, the greatest possible possession becomes ours in the easiest possible way. That ought to be of interest, should it not? Now we're going to proceed a little further and point out something else that believers have. And in fact, there are many, many, many things, according to the Scriptures, that believers in our Lord Jesus Christ have here and now. And we're going to speak of the, I think, I'd be safe in saying, the two most important to begin with. Namely, we have called attention to the fact that in our last message, believers in our Lord Jesus Christ know that they have eternal life. Now, I'm going to point out to you that believers in our Lord Jesus Christ have the definite, the positive assurance that they will never come in to judgment. Now, surely that ought to be of interest to anybody, anywhere, to know that I'd never have to stand in the presence of God before His holy throne to give an account of my sins. In other words, to know that I'd never have to come into judgment for those sins that I have committed. Well, that's in perfect keeping with the Word of God, and so we aren't merely going to make statements without supporting those statements by the unerring word of the eternal God. And so we're going to ask your attention now, please, if you will, to the Gospel by St. John, chapter 5, and we'll read there at verse 24, which reads thus, "Verily, verily," or for sure," or one translation puts it, "Amen, amen, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation," or "shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." Could you find anything more simple? Could you find anything more profound? Could you find anything that would give you greater basis upon which to rest your faith and to give you calm and peace within your soul? You know, we sometimes say the voices of earth may mislead you, but never the voice of the Lord. If you have thus saith the Lord, you can rest upon it with all your weight. Doesn't make any difference what others may say. Doesn't make any difference what others think. If you have God's precious, holy, and unerring word for it, you can know that you are secure. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word, said he, shall stand forever. So listen once again to the verse before we pass on to cite other portions that we believe are very important and bearing upon this subject too. That believers in our Lord Jesus Christ will never come into judgment for sin, or their sins. And so that verse in John 5:24 says then, "Verily, verily," Jesus the speaker, "I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life," or has got everlasting life, "and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." Now, some years ago, a minister, a professional minister of the Word of God, a man, of course, who was not saved. You see, all who preach the Scriptures or all who preach the Word are not necessarily Christians or saved men. And this happened to me, a man who was, shall I say, a professional preacher. He did it just for his living. He may have been earnest, he may have been sincere, but he did not know Christ, he did not know eternal life, he did not know what it was to have passed from death unto life. Anyway, he had a servant girl working for him, and she went to a place other than to his services, and she heard a young man preaching most earnestly and faithfully from the Word of God that men and women may be saved here, and men and women may know, according to the truth of God, first, that they have everlasting life, and second, that they'll never come into judgment. Well, she heard the message and believed it, and her cup of joy was full and running over. And so when she came home at her earliest convenience, she said to the pastor, said, "Pastor, you know, I have eternal life, and I'm sure that I'll never come into judgment." And he said to her, "Tut, tut, Mary, I have been preaching for more than 30 years, and I wouldn't dare go the length of saying that I have eternal life. I wouldn't dare say that I'll never come into judgment." And so he said, "You must just dismiss that from your mind." Well, it threw a wet blanket upon the servant girl for a little while. And then a little bit later, she came in to his private study, and she said to him, "Pastor, pardon me just a moment, but I'd like to ask you a question, a very important question." "Very well," said the pastor. "I'll be glad to assist you in any way that I can. What seems to be your trouble?" "Well," she said, "it's a little word spelled with four letters, H-A-T-H. What does it mean, Pastor?" "Why," he said, "H-A-T-H, hath, means that you have got it. Means present tense, present possession." And so she put the verse of Scripture under his face and said to him, "Now, you please read this, John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." So she said to him, "Now God tells me that I have everlasting life. God tells me that I'll never come into judgment. You say that it's presumptuous to go that length. Now who am I to believe, you or to believe God?" "Well," she said, "I'm happy to tell you that I take sides with God." And you know, the poet has put it like this: "He ever wins who sides with God, no chance for him is lost. And he'll be the gainer now, indeed, and for all eternity." Very well, then. We have pointed out from one of the strongest passages in the Word of God, the words that came from the lips of our blessed Savior, that one who was very God and at the same time very man. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, this is the condition, and believeth on him that sent me, has got everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." Now, I'm sure some of you must have remembered the passage we read you in our last message from the first epistle of John, and it just seems to coincide with this, perfectly harmonizes with what we have been pointing out, which says, "Shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death," or out of death, "into life." Do you remember what we read you in the first epistle of John, where he says, "We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren"? Think of that. We know that we have passed from death unto life. Now, of course, this is not physical death. He's speaking of spiritual death, for you see, the Word of God speaks about death in various ways. There is the death, you remember, spoken of, first of all, by God when he said to Adam and Eve, "The day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." And as a result of that, there was physical death and, of course, spiritual death too as well. But you know, the Word of God speaks of a second death too, and that will be the portion of all who refuse, all who reject our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have time to add but one more scripture, and then we'll have to close. And this one is found in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, and verse 1, which says, "There is therefore now no judgment, no condemnation, no judgment to them that are in Christ Jesus." Now, of course, if you want to know and want to be sure that there's no judgment, no judgment for you, you'll have to find yourself in the place of safety, in the place of security. And that is found alone in our Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, yes, to be in Christ. Once in Christ forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. And it would mean security now and security for all eternity. Now, if you've never trusted Him, wouldn't you like to trust Him now and be able to say, "Well, thank God, I'm one of the believers who can say that not only do I have eternal life and know that, but I now know that I shall never come into judgment." God help you to trust His Son today for His great name's sake. Amen.
God is waiting in the silence as the world was rushing by. Will not someone stop and listen? Answer quickly, here am I. God is waiting in the silence. Oh, to know that He is near. Earth receives and heaven opens. God is waiting. God is coming.
Thank you, friends, for allowing us to come into your home with a message of life and salvation. Now, we'd like to get a line from you if you're enjoying these messages from day to day and you seek further spiritual assistance. Drop us a line and we'll be glad to reply to all your inquiries. This address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.